Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbeham. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Give me one more try. Yes, I'm sorry for what I have done. Now I wish you'd only stay with me one more time. Will I ever see you once again? Will I ever feel your love once more? If you come back my way, let me please understand. Your reason for walking out the door. Stay for a little longer. Don't go and leave me all alone. We have seen many things together. Why should one misunderstanding pull us both apart? Will I ever see you once again? Will I ever feel your love once more? And if you come back my way, let me please understand your reason for walking out the door. That you're gone, let me hide away. Spend all my days looking back when you were here. For I could not keep you in my life here. And though I think of you in my lonely dreams, will I ever see you once again? Will I ever feel your love once more? And if you come back my way, let me please understand your reason for walking out the door. Will I ever see you once again? But now I understand. You are gone.
Sort of a mellow start to our show this evening. Some good guitar picking. Sam Dubois, a new artist to Minnesota Homebrew, and he kicks off tonight's show. Sam was born in Minnesota but raised in Prescott, Wisconsin. He says that I write about a lot of personal life experiences that are just easy to relate to, whether it be something I experienced firsthand or witnessed secondhand. I am just an ordinary guy who is a musician and a songwriter with not so ordinary perspective of life and seeing the world through other people's eyes. Sam Dubois here on Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Carl Unbehon, live from the studios here of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, where Indian summer looks like it's lasting one day in northwest Minnesota. It was like 65 degrees today, just gorgeous outside. And it's supposed to drop down into the 30s tomorrow. So, oh well, I guess one day of Indian summer is better than none. Up next, Zoe Says Go, a brand new Minneapolis Americana pop rock band. Their debut album, Space Between the Notes, was released just last month, and we have a copy, and we've been playing songs off of it one by one. They are I'm not sure if it's fair to the other members to say this group is the brainchild of Dave Dvorak. He's definitely a main character in the band, doing lead vocals and acoustic guitar, but there's some other folks we're going to tell you about, because we're going to play another one of their songs a little later in the show. It's Twin Spin Night here on Minnesota Homebrew. Here's Ethereal by Zoe Says Go.
She don't care that your shoes are Gucci leather. She don't care about that Rolex on your wrist. She don't care that we're dressed up in Armani, or that new cologne that you think she can't resist. She don't care about that Porsche in your driveway. Your uptown crib just doesn't turn her in. Them shiny objects never will distract her, 'cause my baby's eyes are looking straight ahead. The kind of things that my baby wants are not material. You see, she just floats above this world. She's so ethereal, yeah. In your wallet, she ain't turned on by that hot tub in your yard. She ain't impressed by your speedboat at the harbor. You can't buy love with your platinum credit card, 'cause all she wants is kindness and a sunset. The kind of things they say you can get for free. Luckier than those bankers down on Wall Street. She says that all she really wants is me. The kind of things that my baby wants are not material. You see, she just floats above this world. She's so ethereal.
Pioneer 90.1 were still sponsoring groups to come this far north, that would be one I'd want to have here. That's Zoe Says Go. Ethereal. Also rhymes with cereal. And we're having a good time. My Boston Red Sox are up 3-1 over the Houston Astros, last year's World Series champs. With any kind of luck, we can beat Justin Verlander tonight and sew up a spot in the World Series. And it looks kind of like the LA Dodgers are going to get there because they're up 3-2, but they're going back to Milwaukee for 2 games, and anything can happen there in the city of breweries. Well, up next, Amanda Grace. Now, Amanda was born in St. Paul and raised a country girl. She attended Winona State University, earning a degree in communication studies and music. And that led to writing and performing acoustic rock, children's music, gospel music on both guitar and piano. Here's Amanda Grace with Rain Angel, a new song to Minnesota Homebrew.
Oh, Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, his name is Tom Hips. He says that the music business has been a long, wild ride over the years. He's played thousands of shows all over the U.S. and Canada, nightclubs, casinos, private parties, school dances, church festivals, coffee shops, bank lobbies. He's done studio work, including a Christmas album for Target Corporation. And he's done lead and backup vocals on other artists' records, several projects for Compass Productions and noted Minneapolis producer Michael Nelson, and radio jingles. And we'd like to mention that Tom is playing tomorrow night in Brooklyn Park at Blue Wolf Brewing, 7:30 p.m. What a fun time that sounds like. Blue Wolf Brewing. Admittedly, I've never heard of it, but gosh, there's breweries popping up everywhere. And again, that's in Brooklyn Park tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., Friday, October 19th. Here's Tom Hips with Music That Is.
Home one evening, late and dark, I flipped on the concert in Central Park. Artie and Simon were doing their thing. I hummed along, then I began to sing. Then out of nowhere, tears sprang to my eyes. Once in a while, I re-realize divine inspiration undeniably. What a wonderful presence, music that is. A conductor of emotion, darkness to joy.
Music That Is by Tom Hips, new to MHB. And now this next gentleman isn't new, but this is a new CD that he sent me this week. We're just getting him in left and right. Got another one by Paul Vance, and we're going to be playing that coming up here in 2 weeks, because next week, of course, we're going to be a little busy with our songwriting challenge. Yes, spooky, eerie, weird, macabre, whatever type of songs, even topically about Halloween. We don't care. As long as they're newly written, we don't want to take things from your catalog, because the whole reason we do this songwriting challenge is to spur you on to writing, especially if you're like me, who's in a songwriting slump. But I'm working on one. I'm about 90% done, and I hope you'll like it. So I'm going to play that. And we got one from Colleen Dillon. Still waiting for one, I think, from Greg Connor. I'm not positive. I'll have to look and see. What do we have here? Well, we have one by, Colleen Dillon, and then another one by, I'll give you some names a little bit here, but that's going to be fun. Next Thursday at 6 p.m. here on 90.1 in the immediate area, and if you want to listen out of the area, it's radionorthland.org. Now back to this artist. His name is Actual Wolf, and his new CD is titled Faded Days, and this is the title song by Actual Wolf. Sort of sounding song, don't you think? And of course, there's plenty of Dylan in Eric's music. Twin Spins tonight on Minnesota Homebrew.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
That's right, you heard right. Another, our third new artist of the evening. And this is a Minneapolis-based group called Sawyer's Dream. They're an all-original band with an amazing four-part vocal harmony approach to music. And the name Sawyer's Dream emanates from the book The Adventure of Tom Sawyer, where in the 18th chapter, Tom's dream, the boy's dream, was to go home to be with his family. Laden with the outdoors, adventure, and family, Mark Twain's writings really resonated with the band. These inspirations, combined with vocal harmonies similar to those of such groups as the Mamas and Papas, ABBA, and Bread, create a unique cross-blending of Americana, folk, soul, pop, and rock. Folks, there's so much talent in the Twin Cities and all around the state. And we should point out that Sawyer's Dream is playing this Friday, tomorrow night, and they're in Hopkins at the Main Street Bar and Grill, 9:30 p.m. Main Street Bar and Grill, Hopkins, tomorrow, Friday, October 19th, 9:30 p.m. Here's Sawyer's Dream with Those Were the Best Times.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Beer for Dogs, now available at 15 bars, and our tails are wagging. I love strange beer news. This is produced by Kat Walensky from VinePair.com. We get so much great beer news from them. Well, while fans of LeBron James debate whether letting kids drink wine is controversial or cool, some of us are drinking whatever dad's having. We're pretty sure everyone can get on board with this edible display of affection. Beer for Dogs. Houston, Texas bar owners Megan and Steve Long recently announced a launch of this new product hitting 15 bars in Houston. It's called Good Boy Dog Beer. The new dog beers include flavors such as IPA Lot in the Yard, Mailman Malt Liquor, and Session Squirrel. To be clear, Good Boy Dog Beer and other dog beers are not alcoholic, carbonated, or really beer-like in any way. Many of them are meat-based liquids. Mailman Malt Liquor, for example, contains chicken, turmeric, ginger, oranges, carrots, basil, cilantro, and fennel. But the satisfaction of cracking a craft beverage with your pooch is undeniable. Good Boy Dog Beer was inspired by the Longs' own good boy, Rocky, a 9-year-old Rottweiler who's been having digestive problems in his twilight years. The couple began exploring healthy alternatives for dog food and making broths using fresh ingredients. He was having allergic reactions and his body was just kind of changing into an old man, so we had to adjust to it, Mary Long said. We talked to our vet and our vet said the best, easiest thing to do was just start making his own food and treats. Now, beer for dogs like Bowser Beer, Dog Grog, and Bark Brew have been on the market for several years. The Longs' canine-friendly brews have been an instant hit, too. After the couple made their first 500 cans, they sold it to 5 bars the next day. So we're like, let's not sell anymore. Let's go home and brew, she said. So fetch a can of Good Boy Dog Beer. Well, we're halfway through the show, and we're going to go back to our first artist, Sam Dubois, and maybe a little bit more about Sam, his current new band, Red Moon Winter. Was just really a stripped down album with a few guitars and voice, but now he's working on a new CD, Secondhand Smoke, which has much more deep and personal lyrics with a solid rhythm section, hailing from various genres outside of acoustic folk to add a unique sound to acoustic guitar and voice. The album is set for release October 1st. Well, I guess these songs are from that new album, it appears. Sam Dubois coming home on MHB.
I'm gonna set myself free, where no one else will notice me. I'm gonna pack my guitar, I'm gonna leave this town. There's no use for me to hang around. I'm coming home, and I'm coming home, and I'm coming back home to the place I belong. Set my course somewhere far away, and I'll get there someday. I'm gonna play where I can, I'm gonna earn what I can. This life I live and is the only one I know. I'm coming home, and I'm coming home, and I'm coming back home to the place I belong.
when I grow old. And I get there every day. And I'll remember the good old days. As I take my last breath and I look to the sky, I know I lived before I died. I'm coming home, and I'm coming home, and I'm coming back home to the place I belong. I'm coming home, and I'm coming home, and I'm coming back home to the place I belong.
Sam Dubois. Well, next, our second song by Zoe Says Go for the Evening. Twin tunes, kind of fun to do. I mentioned that Dave Dvorak is in the group, also on lead guitar, Matthew Roderick. On bass, Steve Appelhans. On backing vocals, Kristen Roderick Wilson. On drums, Charlie Mack Lupke. And Don Strong, a name that's very well-known in the Twin Cities. He's a music producer. He says he plays the guitar lely, rhythms, and other musical mischief on Zoe Says Go's newest CD. And here's the title song from it, Space Between the Notes. You're listening to Homebrew.
Peace of mind had been abducted, nowhere to be found. The machine was making too much noise, I had to shut it down. I found myself in stillness, it was hard to comprehend. I never knew that solitude could be a friend. I set out seeking wisdom, couldn't find it on a screen. Been bounced around so much, I got off that trampoline. I realized the answers weren't coming from the crowd. I never knew that silence could speak so loud. I've seen those storytellers hanging out in the shadows. Strands of gold woven into their anecdotes. I've heard the cries of the lonely subway singers. Now I'm listening to the space between their notes. But you don't get no reply. With every passing minute, a thousand years go by. Out of all your suffering, a new day will ignite. Don't you know the darkness can shed some light? All the merchants and them preachers, them politicians too, when all is said and done, they just want a piece of you. Up with empty words, trying to control, but a little bit of hunger can feed your soul.
Listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, re-engineered, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. That was Zoe Says Go. Next, the second song of the evening for Amanda Grace. A little bit more about her. She's also a member of a woman's contemporary folk band called Wild Flower. Here she is with Babe, Don't Cry.
Hold your hand tonight. I'll be watching. Do you have to tilt your head to understand? Set your charm on radiating, pile your goodies on my plate, but I don't wanna look below the surface. I can't bear to look below the surface. Sending signals out to space, it's a shame no one receives them. All those shallow-minded thoughts around your head. Standing right beside you. Get the truth and never sell it. Love the truth and always tell it. Get the truth, never sell it. Love the truth and always tell it. It's gaining on you now. It's gaining on you now. It's gaining on you now. When you're ready to arrive, then I'll be glad to come and get you. Just be sure that you're not wasting all my time. If what's missing is the point, then you're just digging up the joint. And I don't wanna look below the surface. I'm not killing time below the surface. I can't bear to look below the surface.
You can find his music on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, Best Buy, and other musical sites. He says he's very thankful for the gifts he's been given, and he has a deep desire to share them with others. Tom Hips. Well, here's our second song of the evening by Actual Wolf. I'd like to point out that the last we knew, he was hanging out in Oakland, California, but now he's planning a move to Duluth, Minnesota. Glad to have you back in the state, Actual. Here's Be My Love on Minnesota Homebrew.
Thank you.
to steal a little time at the end of the show to pay homage to the memory of a fallen friend and former band member, Art Arthur Madison. We played together back in 65 in a group called the Esquires, along with his brother Dale and drummer Donnie Karski. And Art passed away this Monday in Texas, and we're all going to miss him. He had a fine voice, so we're going to pay tribute to Art with a tune that he wrote titled How Far Does a Memory Go? Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
How far does a memory go? How far down this road? How many miles must I go to forget about you? Honey, how I've tried to drive you from
about you.